Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, my goodness. I got a feeling this is going to be a big week. What about you? It's Monday, the 24th day of May, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones on all the vital news I'm about to cover, or any news item or issue or question or comment that you have. The toll-free number to join us, we'll go to your calls early in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. Lord Bush had a quite serious bicycling accident over the weekend, they say, and tore his face and hands up. And of course, a few years ago, he supposedly choked on a pretzel and then fell down and had bruises and cuts on both sides of his face. Pretty hard to do, and takes multiple falls to do that. And there's been discussions of his deteriorating mental state. I mean, he isn't the man he was just 4 or 5 years ago. The guy gave pretty good speeches in Texas, looked pretty healthy. Does he have some type of disease? Is he having seizures? That's been the question that's been put out there, and we've got that all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. But it doesn't really matter, because Bush is a total and complete puppet, isn't running anything to begin with, but the puppet is having problems, let's just put it to you that way. Falls off of a lot of things, but, you know, hey, he's getting on the field out there in the game of life. I mean, one of those doodads that, you know, roll down the street, the high-tech thing, he fell off one of those, too. So, I mean, maybe he's just an active person. You know, if you're not active, you'll never have a problem. Bush speech to try to assure Americans on Iraq, and I guess he's going to be up there with a bloodied face. By the way, they could have covered this up with makeup. Why is he trotting around with his bloody face with the little cuts all over it? I mean, we're posting, or they've probably already been posted, I don't know, 30 minutes ago they were being posted, those photographs of that. But again, side issue compared to the real news. More anti-terrorism power sought. Again, we've told you about this for over a year now, but now they admit they introduced a bill over a year ago, and they want all of Patriot Act to pass. They've already passed some of it, December 13th last year. Also, Asia Times, highly respected news service, experts have looked at the Berg video and say it's fake, probably a mannequin. They're not cutting somebody's head off there. That's just amazing. Chalibi, the torture master and convicted bank robber, who's in some at least surface trouble with the regional governorship in Iraq, says he's not working for Iran. We'll be getting into that. We will also get into AP video showing Iraq wedding celebration, the dead and bombed children at that wedding. Rumsfeld's banning digital cameras in the prisons at Iraq. He doesn't want that evidence getting out there anymore, at least that's what he's saying. And there's some discussion, it's unconfirmed, that, you know, digital cameras now have their own personal ID number that can be zoomed in on. And according to this report here, it looks like the same Kodak camera, the same, not just model, but the same camera, was used some of the torture video from then some of the still photos that were supposedly released of the Berg beheading. But again, this could be disinfo, and it's not confirmed. So we'll be getting into that for you as well as soon as we come back out of this quick break. There's a lot of other energy news concerning the petrol, the oil, the gasoline, surging, what, up to like $2.15 now, national average. And in some areas, people are paying, again, $3.75 a gallon on the West and East Coast. Well, the Saudis are saying they want to pump some more oil out to help Lord Bush, but other groups in OPEC are saying no. And I'll give you my take on this as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. You're tuned into the first 5 minutes of this 3-hour broadcast, and I want to thank you personally for joining us.
old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, into the second segment, 8 minutes and 12 seconds into the first hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to launch into some of the top news stories. Then we'll go to your calls and then go into these articles in more detail. And the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Bush speech to try to assure Americans on Iraq. The road rash president with his bloodied face, well, I guess is going to be on national television this evening. With support for his Iraq policies at an all-time low, President Bush will deliver a primetime speech on Monday, seeking to assure the public he has a strategy for handing over power to Iraqis and keeping the violence from spiraling out of control. Bush said his aides are also stepping up outreach to key members of the United Nations to support a new resolution that will shape post-occupation Iraq. The November presidential election could be profoundly influenced by what happens in Iraq, beginning with 5 weeks that remain before the transfer of limited authority to an interim Iraqi government on June 30th and immediate aftermath. Wow, I want to commend Wired News Service of Wired Magazine for actually saying limited authority. Because when you read the Associated Press or Reuters or BBC for that matter or ABC News, it's total authority, democracy, freedom. The first governing council was 324 appointed people. The new governing council will be appointed by the appointees. There's going to be this giant 3,000-person command base. They're calling it an embassy, but that's the brains of the whole system. Bremer's going to be out. We're going to have Necroponte, the torture master, of Latin American fame, and old CIA ties back to the Vietnam War. He's going to be running things there as the regional governor, the administrator, as they call it. And look, a year before the war, Romano Prodi, the head of the EU at the time, now head ambassador from the EU, was meeting with Bush. It was publicly in the back of the news wires, never in the newspaper, that we were going to go in, take over, and then hand it over to the UN later. And then I said, you watch, we're going to butcher, we're going to kill, we're going to abuse, we're going to bulldoze houses, and then the UN will come in, and they won't do all that. They'll dominate and control and enslave and take the oil, but because they don't just murder everyone en masse, they'll be the good cops. And this is exactly what they did, because this is how empires manipulate. The British are classic for this. They'll put in a mean governor at first for a few years, and then publicly reprimand him, and then send in the savior. I mean, Julius Caesar in the Battle for Gaul, written 2,000 years ago, a collection of letters to the Roman Senate, bragged about how he manipulated the Germanic tribes of Gaul and then into Germany, the Visigoths. So, I mean, there's actual textbooks on how to do this. It's not like, oh, Alex, how do you know? How do you, before it happens, see exactly what's going to transpire? Because this is a literal textbook, people. I mean, it's not very hard. Okay. I'm not even that smart. And this is what frustrates me. I just know history, and so I'm way ahead of almost everybody else. And if you'll learn history, you won't be doomed to repeat it, as the cliche goes, as the truism goes. By the way, another issue here that I need to cover before I get into all this news. He's been on this broadcast in the past. I learned this weekend that Clay Douglas had been in a bad motorcycle accident in Arizona, and there were mixed reports about him on the edge of death or him okay. So I called his office and talked to one of his office managers, Levy Imboden, for about 15 minutes. And let me just read this quick blurb. On Saturday morning, I called the Free American Business Office and spoke for about 15 minutes with Clay Douglas, office manager. Mr. Imboden told me that both he and Clay Douglas' son, Cameron Douglas, believed at this time that there was no foul play involved. You know, he's a patriot. People think somebody might have tried to kill him. Mr. Imboden stated that a woman had pulled out in front of Clay on North 24th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Douglas' office also informed us that Clay does not have a hole in his skull and was as was reported earlier, and that there is no plan at this time for him to undergo brain surgery. One of the doctors at the Maricopa County General Hospital told Mr. Imboden that Clay is doing a lot better. He does have several broken ribs, a broken clavicle, and a large gash on his head. And it says Levi Imboden also told us that the police have cited the individual who was involved in some type of collision with Clay. Mr. Imboden went on to say that he had visited Clay last night, now Saturday night, and that Clay was moving his legs despite being heavily sedated. He said the doctor was sedating Clay so that movement would not worsen his serious concussion. And Clay is not a young man, and this is still a serious situation, but at least this is better news than what we were hearing a few days ago. So I saw these rumors flying around, so I thought, well, I'll just call and check on it. I was concerned about Clay, and at least found out some more facts from the people actually at his office. Okay, jumping back into the news, again, Bush to give this big speech to try to assure Americans on Iraq. Jumping into other news, more anti-terrorism power sought. This out of Knight Ridder News Service. Washington, the Justice Department, is seeking to expand its anti-terrorism powers. And again, all crimes are terrorism under this. Adding, among other things, an FBI subpoena power so secret that even a lawsuit challenging it had to be kept under wraps. Now, how do you have a lawsuit challenging powers that are being used, and this has been going on for a year, but it hasn't even been passed yet? Well, because much of Patriot Act II was passed in December 13th, 2003. But even prior to that, even prior to January 2003, right after they passed Patriot Act 1, they began to implement the powers that were unpassed, that were not conferred by the Congress, that had been in a Patriot Act 2. So There's lawsuits involved, the enemy combatant designation, secretly grabbing citizens, persons of interest, being secretly executed, no trials, torture, national DNA databases. This is all already being implemented, the secret arrest, the rest of it. We don't know about the secret executions, though quite a few people are dying of natural causes, they say, at the different camps, the different private corporate camps overseas. So they've already implemented this. And it says the Justice Department is seeking to expand its anti-terrorism powers again, adding, among other things, an FBI subpoena power so secret that even a lawsuit challenging it had to be kept under wraps. See, what's wrong with that sentence? This hasn't been passed. They're wanting to pass it. But there's already lawsuits challenging cases where it's been used. Experts say the challenges, which are moving piecemeal through Congress in several bills, the changes, not the challenges, are among the most significant since Congress passed the USA Patriot Act in the frightening days after September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. Why are they getting all this new legislation ready? Victory Act 1 and 2, segments of Patriot Act. Because they're obviously getting ready to light up the town to blow some stuff up. The White House told U.S. News and World Report last week the Capitol will be destroyed. They said it's going to happen, and there will be giant terror attacks coast to coast. And there's nothing they can do to stop it unless you give up all your freedoms. I mean, they actually said this, folks. They're actually out there promoting this in a host of news articles and live appearances by slimy FBI agents and others trying to scare you. And so they're getting it all lined up, so they say, see, we told you, you better do whatever we say. Better give up all your freedoms now or the boogeyman's going to get you. Daniel Bryant, the Assistant Attorney General for Legal Policy, said the Patriot Act has helped law enforcement detect and disrupt terrorist plots. You know, that's funny. Ashcroft, all last year, said there was no new terror legislation, no new Patriot Act II, that it was a wild conspiracy theory, phantoms of lost liberty, those saying it were lying, trying to mislead. I have these video clips in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. A year ago, just on and on and on, trying to scare people. It doesn't exist, you're crazy, and this is after it's introduced. And then I said, they're not going to announce all this and admit all this till they're ready to, you know, set some buildings on fire like a Christmas tree. And here we are. That's right. They're back. They're getting ready. And we're trying to stop them, but, oh, boy. And, you know, it's the same line that, well, we need to have the same powers we have to fight criminals to fight terrorists. We've been using this against criminals for a long time. Yeah, that's true. You've been violating the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, grabbing old ladies' cash out of their purses for decades. You've been forcibly drugging people without even charging them for 6, 7, 8 years and holding them in solitary confinement because they criticized the government. Yes, you've been butchering the Bill of Rights for a while. It's true. So you say that's a precedent. But no, you do expand things, though, to secretly arresting us and secretly blowing our heads off. Well, it just says killing us, if you wish. However you plan to do that. And it says the Senate already has approved legislation making it easier for FBI agents to go after so-called lone wolf terrorists not affiliated with any known organization or foreign government. The House of Representatives is considering the same measure as part of a larger bill dubbed the Anti-Terrorism Intelligence Tools Improvement Act of 2003. And the provision would allow the government to conduct secret surveillance, they already have that, unlimited, on suspected terrorists, or spies without proving that they have any affiliation with a foreign government or terrorist organization. So now they'll just call you a spy or a terrorist or a criminal, though there's no evidence or no affiliation with anything. Well, that's, again, already in the first Patriot Act under Section 802. So all they do in these articles is tell you about a few window dressings that are already in place and not the real meat and potatoes that are in these bills. And I'm in the process of reading this new bill. There's another Patriot Act, or whatever you want to call it, that was introduced about a month ago, and that's on the website. It shows a picture of an execution chair, and it says, New Patriot Act wants to kill you. Click on that, and you read the bill. But the big thing is it's this gag order, where if you're being investigated for any crime, you can't then get a lawyer or defend yourself or tell anyone you're being investigated, and they order you to be a non-paid informant, and you have to serve secretly for up to two decades without telling anyone you're serving secretly as their slave. So it's also secret slavery. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, we'll go to some of your calls here in just a moment. Then I want to get into the latest Iraq developments, also the situation with Nick Berg. This is the Asia Times, highly respected. Berg beheading, no way, say medical experts. Wait till we get into this. Also, Associated Press video shows Iraq wedding celebration. Now it's up to 44 dead, babies blown into little bitty pieces at a wedding. And they say, hey, so what? Rumsfeld bans camera phones in Iraq. The government's coming out with virtual borders. Wait till you hear about this. You can't have real borders, but we'll have virtual borders. That's really the cashless society control grid. But right now, Jonathan in Georgia, you're our first caller. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to call about something concerning the secret societies that I haven't heard anybody talk about.
Okay.
And you claim that I've heard you yourself claim this, that George Washington knew the threat of certain secret societies to overthrow society.
Well, I didn't claim it. I mean, he wrote it in public letters. It's part of the Library of Congress.
I see. Well, you see, the thing is, he was a Freemason, as well as half the founding fathers, so they were a part of the secret society.
Well, have you read what George Washington wrote about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, the Masons were a construction guild because mathematics and architecture technologies were more valuable than rubies and diamonds and gold. And so it had to be hidden. And then, because it was secret, it was perfect to set up an Illuminati intelligence agency because it was already secret. And around that time, it was being infiltrated. And George Washington and many others wrote about this. So all of the Masons who were founding fathers weren't bad. Many of them just joined it because they were part of other fraternal orders, and you had to join it to move up into the ranks of government under the British crown.
But were they still members after the revolution?
Yes, they were still members, yes. And then they, some of them quit later and also wrote about it.
I see, because I thought that was a British-based society.
No, the Masons go back to Solomon. And the design of the temple, and even before that, to Egypt, and the universities of mathematics and pyramid building.
I knew the Illuminati was Egyptian because of that pyramid symbol. But they use
that because it's the symbol of the all-seeing eye, the command and control system.
Yeah, I see. So they weren't part of the conspiracy themselves.
Some were. Benjamin Franklin was a British agent. That's now admitted.
He was a British spy?
Yes, he died in England, lived in England, moved to England. Thank you for the call. I'm glad I could try to answer your questions, Jonathan. Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have something to tell you. You have not talked about one subject. It's called BPL, broadcast or broadband over power lines.
I've talked about it quite a bit. We've had some guests on.
Okay, I wanted to say I heard it on Art Bell the other day, and I'm not a big fan of his, but it was so interesting because what basically it's going to do is it's going to totally block shortwave transmissions and any type of communication.
Not just that, it's going to hurt police radios. It's going to mess up EMS. It's going to, and this isn't a conspiracy. This is on
it's all real.
This is on the Federal Communications Commission's website. On the major, major broadcasters, even Clear Channel's upset about this because it'll block out AM reception. It has a shorter wave. It's just a higher band of shortwave.
Well, my question is, though...
For those that don't know, let's tell them what it is.
Okay,
it's where they use power lines to transmit data instead of phone lines, and power lines already broadcast waves, but now by adding these communications, it's going to bleed over, and it already is during testing. Go ahead.
Okay, and also I wanted to say that there were a lot of people that called in our bill, and I give them credit because they didn't just want to buy that it's going to block out radio transmission. Some of them were even going... One of the things they talked about is that if you have a refrigerator, it's going to be able to monitor every little thing you do in your house.
Well, again, that's not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's a fact.
They already use this down the power lines here in Austin, about a third of the houses, I'm told, to monitor your power usage.
Right.
Also, the RFID big consortium, the radio frequency identification tag promoters, are saying they're going to use these to read and scan the small chips going into thousands of products.
Well, right, because once you have like a $10 clock radio that hooks up to your power lines, it's going to have that chip. They're going to know what you listen to. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, that's it. The product has to have the chip to be interfaced with it. It can't just plug into your water heater and watch you through the water heater. It has to be through your digital cable box, through your high-definition TV. Yes.
Right. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Very, very good points. I'm glad you brought this up, Steve. I just wanted to give folks some background on what you were bringing up. Vince and others, your calls are up next when we get back at 800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to go back to your calls here in a few minutes at 800-259-9231. And then I want to get back into this new push for more Patriot Act legislation. And again, they just want to pass laws for things they admit they've already implemented. Now, that's massive crime being committed right out in front of your face. But they say, well, we have the executive power to do this domestically and turn the CIA loose on you and secretly arrest you, secretly kill you, make you work as an informant for us with no pay, and you can't ever tell anyone that you worked for us as a slave. I mean, that's already happening. And it's for every suspicion of a misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. You are treated as a convicted terrorist if you are suspected of committing any misdemeanor. Now, that's already happening, and they admit that here in this Knight Ridder news story, but say now they want to pass the law to do this. It's incredible. They're the terrorists, my friends. Destroying our freedoms, saying terrorists are going to get us, we don't give our freedoms up, we don't do what they say. That's the definition of real terrorism. Putting a gun to someone's head or threatening to bomb them if they, quote, don't do what they're ordered to do, or, oh, I'm going to burn down your grocery store, the mobster says, if you don't pay this guy or pay me to protect you from this guy. It's extortion. It's a giant net to catch you all in their system. The good news is people are waking up. And then, of course, as I mentioned, let me go ahead and get into this now, because U.S. nearing deal on way to track foreign visitors. The headline is Virtual Borders. Let's get into that. But even before I cover those stories, this is out of Asia Times. Now, before I cover this, let me just give you in a nutshell, a thumbnail, a basic overview or recap of the Nick Berg situation. Classic intelligent agent MO. He's in an Ivy League school, almost a perfect grade point average. He drops out suddenly and starts traveling the world with a bag of high-tech tricks, helping people. And his dad is in business with him, even though they supposedly politically disagree, and he's off tromping about doing this, and then he ends up working with this shady Iraqi who works for the State Department, who's been busted shipping out crack vials and involved in all these other types of smuggling and connected to the Russian mafia and to the mafia out of Israel. I mean, this is in the news. All of this swirling around. Then he works at Abu Ghraib prison, site of much of the torture you've heard about. There's 32 camps in Iraq, and reports are coming out it's far worse than the other camps. Of course, they focus in on the lesser evils, which don't have the others to be worse. Raping women's pretty bad, folks. Beating people to death's pretty bad. He worked at that prison, and then, of course, the biggest piece of evidence, CBS News, MSNBC, he didn't just give passwords to one hijacker down in Oklahoma. Now he's involved with two, but just accidentally gave him his computer and password. No big deal. And then he gets held by coalition authorities. That's confirmed. And then suddenly gets released. And within hours, this person that works for the State Department, this shady Iraqi, says that he disappears. And then suddenly we find him in this video getting his head supposedly chopped off. And then here's the Asia Times. Berg beheading, no way, say medical experts. American businessman Nicholas Berg's body was found on May 8th near a Baghdad overpass. A video of his supposed decapitation death by knife appeared on the alleged Al-Qaeda-linked website, which uploads from London, England, where other government videos get uploaded, on May 11th. But according to what both a leading surgical authority and a noted forensic death expert separately told Asia Times, there's been about 50 of these reports now of different doctors. The video depicting the decapitation appears to have been staged. Quote, I certainly would need to be convinced that the decapitation video was authentic. Dr. John Simpson, Executive Director for Surgical Affairs at the Royal Australian College of Surgeons, said from New Zealand, echoing Dr. Simpson's criticism with this journalist as forensic death expert John Norbley, Ph.D. and a fellow of the American Board of Death Investigations, whether he believed that Berg decapitation video had been staged. Nordby replied, yes, I think that was the best explanation of it. Now, I told you I've been in a slaughterhouse, folks. I have shot a deer 30, 45 minutes later, gutted it when the blood's already coagulated. You cut that head off, blood just pours out like gallons of syrup. And something's alive. You cut a large mammal's head off, blood shoots 10, 15 feet. Questions of when the video footage was taken and the time elapsed between the shooting of the video segments were raised by both experts, reflecting a portion of the broader and ongoing video controversy. And it says, Nordby, speaking to Asia Times online from Washington State, noted, we don't know how much time wasn't filmed, adding that there's no way of knowing whether footage is contemporaneous with the footage that follows. That's because the audio's off and there's this Western voice. I mean, everybody can see this. While the circumstances surrounding both the video and Nick Berg's last days have been the source of substantive speculation, both Simpson and Nordby perceived it as high probable that Berg had died sometime prior to his decapitation. A factor in this was an apparent lack of the massive arterial bleeding, such as these acts indicate. I would have thought that all the people in the vicinity would have been covered in blood in a matter of seconds, the doctor said, continuing, it was genuine. If it was genuine, said Simpson, notably that the act's perpetrators appeared far from bloody, far from so. And separately, Norbley observed, I think that by the time they're on his head, he's already dead. Providing another basis for the findings in the course of such an assault, an individual's automatic nervous system would react, typically doing so strongly. Again, somebody starts sawing your head off, you gain superhuman strength, my friends, and begin flopping around violently. I mean, you ever been in a car wreck, been stuck in a car? I guess you haven't been. You can suddenly just ram through, you know, the dashboard, rip the door open. At least I did. You know, old ladies picking cars off infants. I mean, somebody starts sawing your head off, he just lays there. Oh, well, he's hogtied. Well, have somebody hogtie you. You can flop around, you know, in many cases even begin to stand up. But he just lays there while they're sawing his head off. A lot of people get really injured because you get your hand stuck in a piece of machinery and people will just rip their hand and fingers right out of the machinery. That's the instinctive response. Providing another basis for their findings in the course of such an assault. This is everything I said, folks. It's just common sense. An individual's automatic nervous system will react, typically doing so strongly, with the body shaking and jerking accordingly. And while, and even after you die, that happens. And it says, Nordby noted that they rotated and moved his head, shifting vertebrae that should have been initiated such action. Simpson said he certainly didn't perceive any movements at all in response to such efforts. During the period when Berg's captors filmed the decapitation sequence, circumstances indicate that he had already been dead a quite uncertain length of time, but more than however long the beheading took. Simpson stated both Simpson and Nordby also noted that difficulty in providing analysis based on the video, the inherent limitations presented by this, but both also felt that Berg had seemed drugged. A particularly significant point in the video sequence occurred as Berg's captors attacked him, bringing the supposedly fatal knife to bear. The way that they pulled him over, they could have used a dummy at that point. Reflecting, Simpson regarded that the video portrayed. Separately, Nordby said Berg does not appear to register any sort of surprise or any change in his facial expression when he's grabbed and twisted over and they start to bring the weapon into use. Subsequently, Nordby said it was likely that the filming sequence was manipulated at the point immediately preceding this, according to allowing Berg's corpse to be used for the decapitation sequence. Nordby also emphasized that the video raises more questions than it answers, with the most fundamental questions of who are you and how do you die being impossible to answer from it. But broad speculation exists regarding a number of factors surrounding both Berg's death and the video and its timing in regard to revelations of U.S. prison atrocities. And I'll get to the rest later. It gets really, really serious from then on out. I want to take a few calls and get back into news, but this whole case is just like 9/11. I mean, in 9/11, they destroyed the evidence of the buildings. They hauled it off. They kicked the police, the firefighters out, who howled that it was a cover-up. You've got the supposed hijackers with all this FBI and CIA and MI6 and Mossad and Russian connections. I mean, you couldn't have more intelligence connections being trained at bases and having their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the government. That's all public, by the way. You've got the NORAD standing down. You've got just hundreds of points, public officials, joint chiefs of staff, mayors, people being told not to fly. It goes on and on. And you've got no evidence that Al-Qaeda really did this, but it's just held out day one that Al-Qaeda did it, and it's the same thing with this video. I mean, the people involved have all these intelligence agency connections. You can't even tell who it is on the video. It's shoddily done. If it is even a person whose head they're cutting off, and not a sophisticated mannequin, which are so realistic nowadays, you can hardly tell the difference, not some Hollywood prop like the turkey Bush brought over there at Thanksgiving, you know, the big fake turkey or whatever. I mean, it's theater, people. We don't even know what to believe. We just know their story is a complete fraud and stinks to high heaven. So, you know, it's the same MO with 9/11. We know their story is impossible from 100 different angles. We know that. And it's like the fat Bin Laden in the dark room. Remember 2 years ago, the fat Bin Laden saying, I carried out 9/11? And they ran the video through face print analysis. Wasn't him. Wasn't the same bone structure. It was a guy that weighed at least 50 pounds more, had a nose twice the size. They ran Bin Laden's real voice through a voice print, then tried to run the other one through. Didn't just fail, wasn't even the same dialect. And these weren't Arabs saying it. It was major Western companies that study this. And the government quietly said, okay, it's not Bin Laden, it's a fake. That was in the back of the paper. We never talk about who gave us this fake. We have a government that gives us fake Bin Laden videos, that plants fake weapons dossiers, that lies about mobile weapons trucks, that lies about uranium from Niger, Africa to Saddam, that plants fake letters from troops in newspapers. We have a Pentagon 2 years ago that told us, we formed the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information, we're going to lie to you and plant false media reports. So when they get caught doing it later, they go, well, we told you. I mean, this is incredible. They tell you they're going to lie to you. We catch them lying to us in every fashion imaginable. And then people still tell us we're conspiracy theories. As we read the equivalent of the Asian Associated Press, highly respected, manned by British writers, Rick Goldstein's the author, and people still can't believe this. You cut somebody's head off, blood sprays. Do I have to explain this to people? I mean, is this hard to figure out? Oh. Oh. All right, let's go to your calls. And I got all this other news. It's just so much of it. These virtual borders, the rest of it. Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
Listen, when you talk about expanding police powers, we see this around here in Indianapolis, Indiana, around the various road construction projects. And they're putting these signs up now that are banning pedestrian and bicycle traffic. And it's 1,000 feet all the way around the perimeter of the supposed construction site.
Now, this is on highways?
Highways and local roadways, sidewalks.
Well, sir, I have to be honest with you.
Let me just stop you. Okay.
We have them grabbing citizens secretly, taking them to camps, beating people to death. We have face scanning cameras going up. But I have to be honest with you, your example of them saying you can't be a pedestrian or that you can't be on a bike near a construction zone, a highway, they're doing that because that's the most dangerous place you can be under the age of 55. Your car is the most dangerous, number one. After that, it's heart attacks and cancer. But on top of it, of the road, the most dangerous thing is the construction site. Now, if they're doing this in downtown, or they're saying you can't have any pedestrian traffic anywhere 1,000 feet near this, that sounds ridiculous. But overall, I mean, I can see saying you can't, you know, I mean, look, these nutty bicyclers, and I'm a bicycler myself, but these nutty bicyclers, when they have a giant shoulder, will get out in the highway. I mean, a highway where you're supposed to drive 65 here in Austin. They will get out in the lane wanting to be run over, and they're crazy. But go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that they've gone beyond what they're doing in the construction zone. It's past the construction zones and doesn't.
Yeah, they do have to raise fines, too. You know, half the highway is now a construction zone, even though there's no construction, because if you now don't drive 55... where it was 70, we get to double the fine.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I've been always active in our neighborhood groups here, but I have always told people, do not put your name on list of paper and turn it over to the authorities because they will come back.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You understand? Because we tried to...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. We were fighting against a license renewal for a liquor store. I believe in the freedom to drink, do whatever you want, and blow your drink to your brains, or whatever. But this place, you know, we have children. There's guys, urinating.
Okay, how does that tie in, sir, to what you just said? You're saying don't sign petitions?
Don't sign petitions.
Okay, let me... Listen, I appreciate the call, Vince, but listen. Put me down there as John Hancock. Put my name real big on there. I mean, we need to be out in the open. We're the good guys. We have the power. We've got to stop living in fear. We've got to be out in the open. There's more of us than there are of them. And if we keep creeping around like we've done something wrong, it's only going to get worse. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question and a comment. Are you still on WARL in Rhode Island, Providence?
At least we were last week, yeah.
Okay. All right. I talked to a buddy of mine. He said he couldn't get you, but maybe he had the wrong frequency. Alex, let me get this straight. This Serpent Rumsfeld and his neocon ilk can watch us from morning through night with cameras, microphones, microchips.
But everything they do has got to be secret and no investigation,
yeah.
National security. So what if the entire Defense Department is their private trillion-dollar cash machine while they're in office going directly into their bank accounts? That, you just shut up about it.
But I guess I'm a Al-Qaeda agent.
Tell you what, stay there, Eric. I'll let you finish up. Yeah, if you're against Al-Qaeda, if you fight the New World Order, if you're against terrorism, you're Al-Qaeda. If you're a terrorist, you kill people, you steal money, you're a torture master, you're fighting Al-Qaeda. You have to learn how doublethink works, okay? If you are Al-Qaeda, you're not Al-Qaeda. If you aren't Al-Qaeda, you are Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I have a rule that if you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line. But that is trumped by somebody on their own nickel from England or Rome or Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Venezuela, the places, Antarctica, McMurdo Weather Station, we've gotten calls from there. So that's trumped by calls from outside of the country. Unless it's from Canada, because most of them can call in on our nickel. So we're going to finish up with Eric, then we'll go to Mark in Rome, then Michael in Kentucky who disagrees, and Gary and others. Before I do that, though, again, I've made 10 films that expose who the real murdering terrorists are. And these are info weapons, info bombs in the info war that will wake people up big time. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, which the New York Post says Michael Moore ripped off for his new film. I don't know. Just get it. It's good. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that. The Masters of Terror Exposed. You can also get Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover. You can get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. One of my my newest videos, Matrix of Evil. Got a great video I carry from Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Innocence Betrayed, covering the 180 million people killed after the government took their guns worldwide. Great new video. Comes with three free comic books that give the history of gun control. My videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. $20 if you order three or more of any of my 10 titles. And you're authorized to make copies of my videos, not of the other videos I carry. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the secure online shopping cart. Make your order today. Get the videos. Start waking people up and support this broadcast. Or call toll-free to get the films, the books, the T-shirts, all of it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you don't take action and expose those that are behind the terror, it's over. I mean, it's really up to us. You're the last line. Who's going to save you? Look in the mirror. God tells you to get up there and fight evil, and he'll give you the strength to do it. But it's up to you, my friends. So 1-888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go back to Eric in Connecticut, then we'll break and come back and talk to Mark and Michael and others. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks. Yeah, he's doing all this, but camera phones are banned. I mean, what else is going on over there? My question is, what the heck else is going on over
there? Well, Congress has got a discussion of banning or limiting camera phones here in America, so they're telling you, your camera's bad, our camera's good. Every week I see articles where police arrest people on city streets for videotaping them, but they want to cram a camera down our throats.
Yeah, it's true tyranny. I mean,
they got cameras that show us our naked bodies going in the airports, but that's okay. Go ahead.
You know what I say, Alex? Bust up the microphones, bash the cameras, fry the microchips, and start trying this filth for treason.
Well, no, you see, the terrorists attacked us because they hated our freedom, so Bush is doing the right thing. He's destroying America and destroying our freedom, and then Al-Qaeda is going to leave us alone because Al-Qaeda is the military-industrial complex, and that's a true statement. They attacked us to get our freedoms. And it's really a true statement.
It is, and it's a true double standard, Alex. I mean, everything for them and nothing for us.
Well, they're the rulers. They deserve to use the Pentagon as their private cash machine. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm not being a good neocon.
Hey, what do you think about top doctors and scientists saying the Berg video is a fake?
Oh, the evidence is there, Alex. There must be at least 30 points of reason as to why this thing is fake. I mean, the Western voices in the background, gold rings on fingers, haphazardly tied headbands.
But we are meant to learn of it.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Good to hear from you. Second hour only, 70 seconds away after we go to break. And we will go straight to your calls and a plethora, a cornucopia, a mountain of vital information. Stay tuned for transmission.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.